This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here on a Monday. Still got a four-pack of tickets to give away to Bark at the Park, Marlins and Nats coming up this Sunday. We'll get to that.
That's what I got going on.
What you got right there? What's that, man? Ooh, is that a retro vibe?
Ooh, retro vibe.
Ooh, retro vibe. So, are you coming in tomorrow? Are you going to do a studio show tomorrow?
Yeah, why?
I feel like it's time. I feel like it's time to decide our free agents, Leroy. I think it's Red Balloon Day.
Ooh!
Red Balloon. I feel like that's what we got to get going on tomorrow.
All right.
We got that going on tomorrow. That's gonna be happening. But first, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm,
hey,
Leroy?
The fancy people pop bottles. We pop balloons, baby.
The Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Hit him with the jingle. Demesman and Dover. All your legal needs. Demesman and Dover. One big happy family. All right. I'm looking at this one cloud fighting for dear life. Looks like it's coming out of the west at about 10 miles an hour, maybe a little bit less. It was a little cool this morning, so I'm going to say it's around 80, 85, closer to 80. And it doesn't look like there's much chance of a rain unless something happens in the next couple of hours.
All right. How do you do, Froggy?
Excellent indeed. It is currently 84 degrees, but be careful because the real feel is of like 94 degrees, unfortunately.
How can it feel like 10 degrees warmer?
Hey, man, I don't make the rules. But I will say there is 76% cloud coverage, so you should.
No, there's not. Well, where?
Down here?
No, I do it.
One little struggling cloud just zip across.
All right, he disputes your cloud coverage there, Marcos.
I'm always going to go with Leroy as far as weather goes. So you know what? Who cares what I have to say? Leroy was right.
The Marlins will be back at it tonight against the New York Mets. They split the weekend 1-1 because yesterday was rained out, but the Marlins won on Saturday. Matt Mervis.
They were against Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And so that was Atlanta's first win?
Atlanta got their first win on Friday, and then the Marlins won on Saturday. Matt Mervis hit two home runs.
Who?
Matt Mervis.
Oh, yeah.
Eminem?
He's their first baseman.
Yeah. Eminem.
Yeah. The Merv Man.
So every time he goes to the bat, they should go, dum, 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 dum.
He hit two home runs for the Fish, and then The Marlins were rained out yesterday. It was supposed to be Sandman on the hill.
Is he pitching tonight, or does he just miss a start in the rotation?
Here's what happened. So I think he probably would have started tonight, but Sandy's becoming a papa. And so Papa Sandy's coming back to Miami for the birth of his second child. And so he will go on, I guess, the paternity list, and they will have a spot starter tonight. I don't believe it's been announced yet. So Marlins and Mets tonight.
I figured we're to the point now where we'll pull the old Tampa Bay and have a bullpen game.
They probably will do something like that. Yeah, I think that Marlins.com says they may have Valente Bellozo go out there today. So that's a possibility. They're going to do something like that. But, you know, it is good they had the day off, so the whole bullpen gets a nice day off to go into this. Well-rested against the Mets, who can go to hell.
Yeah.
Got lucky the last series, so let's take it to them. Marlins 5-4 on the season so
That's
far.
What I'm talking about, babe. You know what they say about Matt Mervis? Gets pitchers nervous.
That's good.
Ah-ha!
I like that.
Woo!
Point for Marcos.
Heat is back on the hardwood tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. I just saw Ira and Anthony both tweet out that Bam Adebayo is now questionable for tonight with back spasms.
Oh, boy.
Dang, from carrying the team.
Oh, boy.
So no Bam, questionable. Well, I can't say no Bam, but not looking great that he's now on the injury report. We'll see if he plays, but he does try and play through a lot. Tyler Hero and Andrew Wiggins, still questionable. Tyler missed the last game. Andrew Wiggins has missed the last handful of games with a hammy. And so, you know, could be a night for the young Sioux Falls crew. Could see a little Keyshawn Johnson tonight, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who knows? A little Josh Christopher, maybe? Ooh, try that on for size? I don't know.
Wasn't he the G League, or was it the Summer League MVP?
Summer League MVP.
MVP, Josh Christopher. I would love to see.
I saw. The last game that I was at, boots on the ground.
Okay.
I saw Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Had a few pre-game words for Josh Christopher.
Look at that.
Words of wisdom from the Godfather.
Hey, look at that. It probably sounded like this. Well, Josh Christopher.
What? Why is he Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo Godfather, I feel like.
So I don't know. Well, maybe we'll be checking things out, huh? We'll see what happens tonight
I'll
for this
take
Heat
a little
game.
Josh Christopher minutes.
Some I don't know if there's any enough to put a chili pepper on anything, but
probably.
If there's no Tyler Hero tonight and no Bam Adebayo, someone's gonna put that ball in the basket.
For sure,
and they don't get a lot of natural scores on this team.
Maybe that means
is this a Jaime get right game if that happens, right? Like, this is the game where you're like, Jaime, go do your best.
Terry Rozier, you think, maybe?
Well, I mean, I guess we could see. You know, we could try anything. We'd throw it against the wall.
Oh, man.
Be like, everybody, just throw lobs to Ware, please. All the time.
Man.
Let Ware take 20 shots tonight.
Bella Larson.
Why not?
Why not?
Any word on Jovich? Still nothing, huh?
I don't know. I don't know anything. The last thing that they said last week was that he was cleared for on-court work.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that means, you know, with the Heat. Like, I don't know if he's out there practicing. They had shoot-around today in the morning, so maybe, I don't know, maybe he got a little worky work in, impossible.
I don't know. According to rotowire.com, which I have no clue. I don't trust anything anymore. It just says he's been ruled out for Monday's game against Philly.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to play.
I would have been like, this would be, usually I'd be like, this is a perfect game for Jovich. Show us what you got, buddy. But we don't even have that.
Nope. No, we don't.
Let the chips fall where they may.
The chips fall where they may.
That just sounds ridiculous.
That's all I got. We got this, though, man. It's not like it's the final countdown, right? We got a lot of time left in the season. It's not like these last couple games are crucial.
I mean, yeah, but they could also be. I mean, there's only four games left. There could only be five games left if they lose to the Bulls, because they got to finish ahead of the Bulls. The Bulls got the tiebreak on them.
Everybody has a tiebreak on them.
Chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm.
Boots on the ground tonight, though. Happy for you, bro.
Thank you.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Who else do you think will be there? Being that it is, if you,
are you
follow the
media
team,
members,
it, wait, no, 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 fans. If you follow the team and you can only name two starters, how do you think the fan base
on the Sixers? You mean I can name all the
yeah
players
on the there. Sixers? Yes,
I don't know. Maybe it's a night, you know, maybe you get a little second market cheapskies ticket and you want to go check out the Heat.
See, I'm old school, right? And going to games is different down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in Cleveland, when I had season tickets, if I asked somebody, hey, you want to go to the basketball game? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get in the car, you're driving to the game. Who are they playing? Right? Down here, whatever sport it is, that question comes up before they even tell you if they want the tickets or mm-hmm. not. Right? So if you say, hey, you want to go to the Heat game? I got good seats. Who are they playing? 76ers. No Joel Embiid? No, nah, I'm out.
You think Joel Embiid makes the trip? He's going to want a party down here, yeah.
I mean, for a guy who doesn't, like, move around a lot and lumbers when he's healthy, I would think anything that you see him doing, you're going to ask the question, why couldn't he do that on the basketball court?
Sure.
Right? So I think he's just going to chill. Did he have surgery yet?
I think he had arthroscopic surgery.
But that doesn't – here, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
You can have arthroscopic surgery. That doesn't mean it was minor, because you can go in there and have arthroscopic surgery. I ended up having arthroscopic surgery, right? And ended up with four little holes drilled into my femur. Right? And I was on crutches for 8 weeks. It's called microfracture. It's worse than that surgery is worse than if you tore a ligament.
I don't think he got microfracture surgery.
No, but I don't know. A lot of basketball players have it, and everybody shrugs it off. It's like, or it was arthroscopic. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's worse than a ligament tear.
Yeesh. Woof.
So, I don't know. If he got bone on bone, they might be trying something like that. So, I don't know what, you know, just because he had arthroscopic surgery doesn't mean that they didn't have to do anything serious. It just means they go in there and look around and start fixing stuff.
The men's national championship tonight between Florida and Houston gets going at 8:50, and the UConn Lady Huskies are your national champions in basketball. Those are your headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. So, Edward, friends over there at Radio Libre.
Can you see him through all the flags?
I can't. I can't, actually. I can't. Anyway, we'll give away a pair of tickets, or sorry, four-pack of tickets to Bark at the Park. Marlins coming on up with the Nationals this weekend. Scooby-Doo Day. But first, let's get to some cat talk here, huh? Brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Cats off today. Tomorrow, they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs, who they still are chasing in their division. Got them last time, the Maple Leafs. It's actually the last team that the Cats beat in regulation back in the middle of March. So this list, we talked about this earlier in the show right now. The list is, I mean, vast with all the things the Cats are dealing with. Matthew Tkachuk, of course, he did tease his comeback on social media, dealing with the groin. We have Ekblad, who can return game 3 of a first-round series. Kulikov, Sturm, Barkov, all dealing with injuries. None of them super serious, according to Paul Maurice. They should all be back. This last game, Paul Maurice just shut down Reinhart, Bennett, and Forsling. And the only guy really of note that played of age was Marchand, who's like saying, I want to get in as many games as possible. But really, like, We haven't had that moment other than the first game in overtime with Bennett. We haven't had that like Marchand impact yet as he's trying to find his way with the Cats.
Now, is it harder to get that Marchand impact because there's a lot of other guys out also?
Got to be part of it, you would think, right? Like all the guys who are in and out, you know.
Like a guy who leads the league in assists. If there ain't nobody making no shots, you ain't going to lead the league in assists.
It's like the opposite of Andrew Wiggins. It's like Andrew Wiggins got here, stopped playing games. Marchand got here, everybody else stopped playing games.
Wow.
What?
Do you not like Andrew Wiggins?
What did I say? What did I say that was untrue? What did I say?
I don't know him enough.
I got nothing against Andrew Wiggins.
You always throwing subtle jabs at Wiggins.
The opposite. I don't understand what the problem is. What are you and the Canadians at your house? Meemaw, she says, he better not speak bad of Maple Jordan.
She wouldn't know Andrew Wiggins if he came to the house and offered to take her to lunch.
He seems like a lovely man. I have nothing against him. Nothing. I'm just saying. It's the opposite. Like, he got traded here.
It seems like you should have more problem with Marchand because of all the stuff you've dealt with Marchand.
Because he's an antagonist? So I should have more of a problem with Marchand just because he was a malcontent?
Yeah.
And Andrew Wiggins is a pleasant man?
In general, Wiggins is a likable guy. It's unfortunate that he got hurt. It's not something that he normally...
I don't take shots at Andrew Wiggins. I don't know. Cody's saying, you always take shots at Andrew. I don't take shots at Andrew Wiggins.
You always take shots at him.
I don't take shots at him.
You do, dude.
I have nothing against Andrew Wiggins. He seems like a lovely man.
Right now, and look, you guys can get on me and say that I fat shame even though I gave it up for Lent, right? Mm. But this guy attacks people and then chalks it up to like, I was asleep, like sleepwalking. Like you sleep shame people. Like you say, I've never said anything negative about Andrew. You've been riding Andrew Wiggins since he got here.
I don't think that's true. How could I ride somebody who doesn't play?
Dude, Marcos, if you just think off the top of your head all the comments that this man has made about Andrew Wiggins, could you come to the conclusion that I don't think he likes Andrew Wiggins?
Yes, but... because this guy never plays, dude. I'm like, can you just play, please?
He normally plays a lot of games.
He normally, I know, but you know what? He hasn't. So I have nothing against him. Nothing personal against him.
I trust that he's hurt for real and not going to watch.
Well, of course, I'm not accusing Andrew Wiggins of fat cancer. Although
you kind of are.
I will say he's got a bad board face. He's got a bad board face, and what I mean by that is when he's on that bench, he looks bored.
Or some would look at that as being miserable that he can't play.
Maybe, but he doesn't seem to be enjoying himself very much.
That's the difference between somebody who likes a guy and somebody who doesn't.
That's not fair. Right? That's not fair. I have nothing against Andrew Wiggins.
I look at Wiggins and I go, man, he looks miserable that he can't play. Tobin looks at him, who doesn't like him, and say, he looks bored.
He seems like a lovely individual. I have nothing against Andrew Wiggins. Never would have anything against Andrew Wiggins.
Really? Really? Dude.
What? Why would I have anything against Andrew Wiggins? Been on the Heat for three seconds.
Come on.
Like literally three seconds of court time.
You have been relentless since he got here.
I've been relentless?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
Marcos.
We've been a little rough on
him. What did I say? What did I say about him? You guys have no receipts. Yes. You're just saying a thing.
No. Dude. Everybody knows what I'm saying. Look.
I don't think that's fair.
Guilty. No, you just do it like you're sleepwalking. When you get up, you don't even realize you're doing it.
No, give me one caller to tell me one thing I've said about Andrew Wiggins. 305-567-0560. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. If you do, I'll give you the Marlins tickets. If you can name one thing I've said about Andrew Wiggins that's actually been negative about Andrew Wiggins. I've said nothing bad about Andrew Wiggins. I got nothing against Andrew Wiggins. Seems like a lovely individual.
3 seconds ago.
What did I say?
Oh, that Marchand, he comes to the team and he plays and everybody else is hurt. Wiggins.
Is that a shot?
The team, he's hurt.
Well, when you say it in that tone, which is not the tone that I used, you could say that about anything. Like, use that tone.
That's like saying, hey, you're a jackass. And then going, you're a jackass, right? It's the tone.
But I didn't say it in a bad tone.
No, it's the words. The words no. hurt.
I didn't say any bad words about Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, nothing against him.
I think he's right, though. That exaggerated tone does little much. You know, you talk about anything. You can be like, oh, these dang firefighters, they're always helping us.
All right, let's see what this call. What's this guy's name, Marcos?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Should I just put him on the air?
Yeah, let's find out.
Hey, 560, what's your name?
Raphael.
Hey, Raphael, you're on the air, buddy. Have I really been tough on Andrew Wiggins? How have I been tough on Andrew Wiggins?
Leroy just took what I was going to say. You just did it not even 45 seconds ago, a minute ago.
Was that tough on Andrew Wiggins? What did I say? That was so wrong.
You're praising Marchand 100%.
I wasn't really praising Marchand, though. I was just saying it's weird.
I'll take my tickets, though.
Fine, give him the tickets. Hey, he did work for them, so I mean, you know.
Hey, I'm not the dude.
I didn't feel like that was a shot.
This last little backhanded slam of Andrew Wiggins, I just start putting it all together, and I'm like, he must not like Andrew Wiggins.
I have nothing against Andrew Wiggins, dude. He's a tremendously talented player.
You know what?
Who doesn't play very much?
Dude,
for the Heat,
you. It's almost like. I'm telling you, it's like you sleepwalk, go in the kitchen and eat up some cake, and then you would say, oh, I don't even remember doing that. I was sleepwalk. That's how you are with Wiggins.
I don't think I am.
Oh, my goodness.
When Andrew Wiggins has had good games, I've given credit where credit's due. He just doesn't play games very often.
He goes, hey, you can't go from 30 to 10. Like, you've been killing him.
I mean, he does do that a lot, though, where, like, he'll have, like, a 17 point.
But if you average 25, you're not going to score 25 every night.
Okay,
but you average 20.
He doesn't average 25, but, like, even if he does
average.
What
does he average?
I don't know.
Does he average 20?
I don't know. I don't know what his heat average is. But, obviously it's skewed because he's played, like, four games. So I think that for his standpoint.
He's played half the game since he's been here.
Barely, dude. Like, barely.
I mean, he did. It's half four the games. See, wait. Let me explain something to you. Even in your last comment, in effect, you're ripping him.
I'm not ripping him.
You said he's played half of the game since he's been here. You said he has only played four games.
You would have thought, hold on, when we made.
But you're coming out by saying something like that.
But people said when Andrew Wiggins got traded here, all right, we gave him Jimmy's number. He's going to play more than Jimmy. And he hasn't. They're like, oh, it's going to just be addition because you're going to have him in there.
Sports injuries happen.
All right.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. That's all I was saying.
But let me ask you a question. When Jimmy was here and he said he was hurt, did you question whether he was hurt?
Of course, I knew he was faking it.
Okay.
Not like this year.
So now. We go to Wiggins. Are you putting that same thing on Andrew Wiggins?
No, I have nothing against him. I don't know him.
Like, if he's hurt, he's hurt. You can't control that.
You're right. I can't.
But it doesn't stop you from going.
I'm not hosing him down.
Oh, my goodness. You can't. He scored 40 points and he came back and scored like 15. And you're like, hey.
Yeah, it's like.
Hey, Wiggy, how about you score? Like, you just. You have been relentless against this dude.
I haven't been relentless. That is very strong.
Because maybe you've been in a trance.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
I'm telling you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
Oh, this is Mario.
What's up, Mario?
Oh, yes. Hello?
I'm here, buddy. You're on the air. Please get after
me. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm watching it live right now, man, but look, bro, I'm just saying, you don't have to hate on Wiggins like that.
I'm not hating on him, dude!
Hating on him, bro!
I'm not hating on Andrew Wiggins!
Hating on him!
Just chill, man. Look, I don't think he's miserable here, man. I think he just looks bored for some reason, bro.
Yeah, he's got one of those faces. Like, he just looks bored. I'm not saying he hates it here.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, I'm sure he loves it here. What's not to love? But he looks like he's like, man, bored.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But like, I have this tone that you might hate him for no reason.
I don't hate him for
Speak your truth, buddy. Listen, don't let him silence you.
Why would I hate Andrew Wiggins?
Here's the problem.
I think you do hate
that
Andrew Wiggins.
Because we so used to it, we let it go. And then it just got too far. Right? So something had to be said, and then you had the audacity to say, when does it happen before? Hey, you have more of a chance of saying when it hasn't happened. That's how much you on Wiggins.
I'm not on Wiggins, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you talking about?
Tobin, you are
so silly.
Wait, listen. Let me tell you something. You my boy, right? And we think it's thieves, right? But let me say this. Don't lie in front of the kids. It's not a good look. You lying in front of all our people.
I'm not lying.
All the people got receipts.
What would I hate on?
There is
nobody.
There is nobody that is going to side with you on this.
Because why?
He brought it up after it just got too far.
Because he's
too much.
Because he's the king of 20 for nothing. Like
Wait, what do you see?
I mean, you know, a lot of the games, like he scored 20, like it had no impact on the win.
Oh, so now you complain about him scoring?
No, I'm just saying, like, in those games, you know, most of those games, other than the Charlotte game. But, like, other than the Charlotte game, it's mostly been 20 for nothings.
Yeah, but guess what? Riot.
The team was playing poorly. So why are you putting it on him?
I'm not putting it on him, but you're giving him a bit of a free pass.
Wait a minute.
Hold
you
on.
Just nicknamed a player 20 for nothing. You basically call Andrew Wiggins a
looter
in a riot.
I didn't call him a looter in a riot.
You
I just said.
Well, okay. Hey, what is your definition of 20 points for nothing?
What is my definition?
It's called looter and riot.
No. It's not a looter and riot.
Wait, Marcos.
It's not a looter and riot.
Nah, it's a looter and a riot.
You got to score more for looter and a riot.
So he's not. Wait.
Scoring 20 for nothing is like you barely want to loot.
No.
That's petty theft.
So Marcos.
Yeah.
He is saying Andrew Wiggins
is not
even good enough to be a looter.
I didn't say that. He's an all-star. I would never say that about Andrew Wiggins.
Did you not just say you got to score more than 20 to be a looter and
a
riot?
No, it's not that. See, here's the thing. There's people who score 20 and you're like, that was 20. You know, like, I would argue Slomo's been a more impactful player than him.
Well, because they've been winning.
Well, I mean, I just think Slomo's got the keys, you know? I don't know.
Davion Mitchell, more impactful as well.
Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Tobin, Leroy, Frog Boy. Look, I like Wiggins. You know, he's great defensively. You know, some nights he might score 20, the other 12. We're used to that down here. But, you know, what is there for us to really love about him so far? He's missed half the games he's been here for. You know he's not really in the future plans past next year, maybe. You know, it'd be nice if he was on the court is all.
That's all? Yeah, it's nothing against him. It's nothing against him. I'm not going to get on somebody for being injured. He's hurt.
Hey,
but when he's been out there.
Wait. Here we go. I'm fine with that.
Hmm?
I'm fine with you saying, man, I wish Wiggy could get back out there. I wish he could be healthy enough to be out there. I'm fine with that. That's not what you did, my man.
That's not what he mean. That's what did I do?
Marcos, at any point in time, did Tobin ever say, you know what, when Wiggins gets back, this team going to be able to go on a run or something like that, or be able to have some more scoring or be able to nut?
You're taking liberties.
Never said that.
You're taking liberties. Okay, first of all, let's go where this all started. All I was saying was, initially, this is a hard thing for Brad Marchand because he doesn't get to play with his teammates, which you agreed with. And I'm just saying it's kind of been the opposite for Andrew Wiggins, who his new teammates haven't even gotten to play with
him. We talk about Marchand, why we got to bring up Wiggins?
Two big trades in the middle,
it's
dude.
It's not the same, though.
Is it?
Because we're adding Marchand to a team that's been to two straight Stanley Cup finals.
Okay, whatever.
What did you think was going to happen when Wiggins got here?
I didn't expect Andrew Wiggins to. Well, I mean, listen. I think in a great scape, you would have thought he would have come here and maybe it would have added something because you know you got nothing out of Jimmy Butler this year, so you're basically just making an addition into the team. You're like replacing Hawkins with him, and really, it's been a lot of 20 for nothings and the longest losing streak in 15 years.
I've said all year. And that this team looks like a playing team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the health part of it and having guys in and out doesn't help that. But Wiggins is going to be more consistent with minutes and games when he gets healthy. And I think that's going to play a – see, there we go. We
got four games left, dude. Maybe five. You know?
I'm sorry, he couldn't time his injury to happen in the offseason.
It's unfortunate timing. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yo, Tobin.
Hey, what's up, man?
Can I ask you this question?
Sure.
Do you think Wiggins is part of the future, or do you think he's like a trade piece to use to like get a superstar player here in Miami or something?
It's hard. What's your name?
Mario.
It's hard to say. I don't know what his future piece is, right? Like, he doesn't make a crazy amount of money, and he's a good player. There's no denying that there's talent there. I mean, there's a lot of 20 for nothings. But, like, other than that, like...
Why do you say that?
He's very clearly... Listen, he's been part of a winning team before. You know, he's, like, the fourth most important Warrior. But, like,
He almost won the MVP!
No, he didn't. You keep doing that. No, he didn't. He was very good on the team. Let's not say things that aren't true. And
do they win that championship without Wiggins?
I would say no, but he wasn't the most valuable. Like you're taking liberties. .560. You're on the
air. Is that any different than Caleb almost winning it in the?
No, because Caleb Martin actually almost won the conference finals MVP. He was that good.
Yeah. So go. Go look at the finals with Wiggins, dude.
I don't have to look at the finals. That. He was very good for them, but Steph Curry was the most valuable.
Yeah, I think Steph Curry outscored him by 12 points per game.
Not close.
No.
But very good. Very important.
He outscored him by 12 points a game?
I think it was like 18-30.
Steph Curry was amazing in that series, Leroy.
Okay.
Nobody else was, but Steph Curry, hey, listen, I'm not taking anything away. He's a champion. I'm not taking anything away from him. If anything, you're taking things away from him because you're trying to puff up things that aren't true.
Wow. Hold on.
He should just be able to stand on what's true.
This all started when you call Andrew Wiggins 20 for nothing.
No. It started because I was trying to just make a point about Marchand, and you took liberties. You went off.
Because why would you then talk about Wiggins? Because you know why? You had him in your back pocket? Oh, this is a perfect time to go ahead on it. Trash Wiggins again.
Dolphin Kane says, Tobin, ask Riley if Wiggins would have played more games would they have won those games. I think I'm going to take it out. I'm going to sit that question out. One more. 560, what's your name?
Yo, what's up? What's up, Tobin?
What's up, man? What's your name?
Good. My name is Amit. I just wanted to destroy Leroy's statement. I'm watching all your videos, man. You're not hating on Wiggins, bro.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
Thank you.
Look at that. He did the research.
He's not hating on Wiggins, bro. He's not playing. That's the only thing. And we're talking about it all the time. The guy's not playing. He's playing well when he's on the basket field, but he's not playing enough.
Telling you, dude. You play great on the basket field. Things are going to happen.
Don't. He was on your side. All right? Don't.
One.
He watched the videos, though.
I haven't hated on him. I really haven't. Has it been underwhelming? I think that's fair.
Speaking of underwhelming, I think Klay Thompson in that finals. I mean, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we even doing? Thank God we have him instead of Andrew Wiggins.
If Jimmy Butler would have hit that shot, though... Against the Celtics, they would have beaten the Warriors.
Yeah.
Would have killed Andrew Wiggins, and he would be here with no championships.
True.
So in a lot of ways, he's lucky that Jimmy missed that shot.
Mm. Okay.
Not that I'm rooting for Jimmy Butler anymore, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to take a break. What?
Hater.
I'm not a hater, dude. Listen, anybody's a hater. Look, If anybody on this show is a hater, it's you. It's you, not me.
Me?
Yeah, you. And you deny it all the time. Oh, I didn't say it. I don't feel that way.
So my question is, why do you not?
Because
you
I'm not hating on him. I'm not hating on him.
Really?
I'm not hating on him.
What was the nicest thing that you've said about Wiggins in the last 5 minutes?
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, last 5 minutes.
20 for nothing.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I've said you know me, okay? They call me the prop man. Props where props is due. That's what I always do.
Okay.
When props are due, I give props. When he's had good games, or even if he's had good games and losses, I've given props where props is due.
That's not, no. Then if he had good games and they were in losses, here's what you would have said. You wouldn't have said 20 for nothing.
That's not true. He's just a...
the worst.
Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Alexander Volkanovsky, former UFC featherweight champion, is going to join us as he tries to reclaim his belt, which was vacated by Ilya Topuria. He'll join us next hour. He's fighting Diego Lopez this weekend, Saturday, at the Kaseya Center, UFC 314. Oh, hello, Jennifer. What's up with the headband?
Hello! Oh, I'm sorry. Can I not Jennifer? Wear one?
It's just not your look. Like, it's not your thing. I think that's the first time we've seen you wear a headband, like, ever.
That is true, but I just needed to get rid of the bangs for today.
Okay. Fair enough.
Cool.
You're entitled to a headband. It just threw me off a little bit.
Yes, sorry. Yes. Mm. Although, while you were gone, I did put together the list of best headbands.
You know who else wears a headband? Wiggins.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
He was just trying to beat you to it.
What did you put a list together of, Marcos?
Best headband athletes of all time.
Okay. Who do you got?
I believe we put
White Chocolate.
Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain was on that list. Walter Payton was on the list. I think Jim McMahon was taken off the list because he just copied Walter Payton, really,
interesting.
Being serious.
I feel like I know him more for sunglasses than headbands.
I played with him. He actually wore those sunglasses all the time.
He had the Sprung, right?
He had an eye thing.
That's cool. Allen Iverson was on the list.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and Nelly.
What about LeBron?
Yes, I think we did mention
LeBron's headband was pretty iconic, and then he left it like a.
Especially because when he got done, it looked like a yarmulke.
It didn't go up.
That thing kept going farther and farther back.
It added layers
like
every
little beanie.
Every year of the Big Three, it added layers, and then he finally just ditched it.
Yeah.
He finally ditched it. But headband LeBron, like I felt like the first half of his career, like that's a pretty iconic athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But it's your list. It's also your mixed bag. What do you got for us, dude?
Let's mix it on up, dude.
What do you got in the mixed bag, Marcos, that won't take liberties like Leroy's takes on my feelings of Andrew Wiggins, who is perfectly lovely?
Ah, okay. Maybe the first time you've described him as perfectly lovely, but... No worries. Won't get any...
He's trying to overcompensate for the ways in which he trashed him.
I didn't trash him.
Okay.
You can say a lot of things.
You couldn't say one good thing about him.
That's not true. I said he was a perfectly lovely person and very talented.
You said that right now?
No, I said that last segment. Okay, maybe your headband was on too tight, but I did say that last segment.
No, here we go.
You can't just go ahead and throw that at me.
No, I can. I just did because I think you're being... the two hobnobbers are becoming Johnny and Joni forgetful, just like Leroy forgot to celebrate Alexander Ovechkin when we were, and now you're forgetting that I said Andrew Wiggins was perfectly lovely and talented.
Well, who were the forgetful people you just mentioned? Johnny and
Joni Hobnobber over here.
Oh, yes.
All righty.
How could we forget old Johnny and Joey Hobnobber? Right. Now, back into the mixed bag, shall we? Tonight at
8:50 or 9:30, depending on who you ask. It is the national championship game, huh? Is that tickle anybody's fancy here, or is it just like you said, not really. Your least favorite?
I'm not a college basketball fan as it is. Like, I only like my.
I think it's weird. Does March Madness die down the fewer teams are left? Because that first weekend is fire.
I think I think this weekend probably was a good because you have Duke losing in classic fashion. I think everybody wanted to see – everybody hates Duke normally, even though I think people want to see Cooper Flagg maybe in the championship.
But I mean,
you
here's
watch,
the deal.
You watch Duke embarrass themselves. Like, that's something the country can rally around.
That's cool.
Okay. But I could say the same thing about Samson.
Huh?
People don't like him.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but not like Duke. Duke's one of the most – Duke is like one of the least likable sports
is Duke,
teams
who's in
anywhere.
Football? Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yeah.
Duke and Notre Dame?
Hoity-toity blue blood.
Wow.
Intangibles.
I think Heat Colt is right. I think because we saw record numbers for the first weekend and then record drop-offs after that. It's everyone's bracket that, you know, completely goes to crap. And if your team's not in it, you're not watching.
My bracket got busted Saturday.
Yeah. And speaking...
And I had been in first place the whole tournament.
Unfortunate, man. Got to hold on. All four quarters there. Heat Roy. Well, this Samson that you're talking about, Coach.
Your bracket a lot like Andrew Wiggins, 20 for nothing.
Okay. That's not helping your case, dude. That is not helping your case.
Couldn't resist.
Well, like I mentioned, Houston tonight's going against Florida. What a journey Coach Samson has been on. 9 years ago, there's a video of him that's circulating right now. Begging people to come to the games. Now.
People to come to the games. So our first one's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Can I get a fist bump? Boom. It's on, fellas.
See you tomorrow night at 7. It is on. You got me?
7 o'clock tomorrow night. I've got your eyes locked in. Now we got a fist bump and seal it.
What an interesting looking human.
1, 2, 3. Hey, listen, our first home basketball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I mean, Jim Larranega did something similar.
Jim Larranega was the same way.
Jim Larranega was delivering Papa John's pizzas to dorms and then inviting them to come to
games. He was about that
That's
school.
Pretty good.
He was about
that. So really what we're saying is Kelvin Sampson's a copycat.
No pizza. And like, honestly, not as good. Yeah. Well, I hope Coach.
You just stole your megaphone.
Use my code.
JFig, what's it like being the lead singer of Poison?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Really?
Minus one for Sass.
It's a great life, apparently.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good life.
What the hell's wrong with you today? Right?
I felt attacked.
No. No, hold on. First of all, you are merely being called out for your previous crimes against Andrew Wiggins. That's it. You got all defensive, and then you lash out at J-Fig?
Lash out, dude. She's piled
she
on.
No weapon? You're saying she's a prettier Brett Michaels than Brett Michaels?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
which is like... Even in Tobin words, is
just,
that a compliment?
I didn't know where, which is why I stopped like, laughing.
I'm like, I'm trying to think. How do you say this to Jennifer? You look better than Brett Michaels.
No, he never said better. He just said, how does it feel like to be the lead singer of Poison?
Right. Dude, what happened to you this weekend?
What do you mean, dude?
Something we should know about.
Had a lovely
because
weekend.
Because you have some sort of like thing against
him.
I was off the top rope.
Right. That's what I'm saying. wow.
What?
Is this because of beer pong?
Are
you still mad?
A heated rivalry.
Oh, well, listen, you want to talk about taking liberties. You on Instagram taking liberties, erasing your loss.
I think we should go to break.
Erasing your loss. That's taking
liberties.
What did
I erase? I didn't erase anything.
You made it seem like you went out there and swept. I graciously gave you an extra match, which I didn't have to. I already won the rubber match. And then you cheated.
Yeah. I didn't cheat.
So we still have a game
playing
five
beer pong in the garbage cans.
It was so much fun. I love giant beer pong.
Yeah.
We can play regular size tomorrow.
Wow. Or if you come to the Miami Improv on April 12th, which is next Saturday.
No!
We will be playing it!
Hey, so wait. No.
Hmm?
You can't play tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow we're bringing balloons.
Who says we got to be limited to one game, dude?
Whoa.
Seriously, let's games.
It never. Look, if you're playing too big, right, you never get through half of the stuff. Like, hence, you've been doing a show sheet, dude, for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, we don't. Marcos had the audacity during Frog Week to send out a show sheet.
I do the show sheet every day. I just changed it from to save email space. I've just changed it to a one document.
Yeah.
That like you can, it changes every day, so you can just access it whenever you want. You choose not to, ergo why you forget when I celebrate Alexander Ovechkin. You think that we hadn't celebrated Alexander Ovechkin?
No, that's because I was looking at the chat. Okay. I told you.
So far,
I'm a people person.
Almost everything.
I like to go back and forth with the people.
How about go back and forth with your host?
Yeah.
Now we're
not
just
if he's trashing
now.
Andrew Wiggins.
Ooh.
At least I was acknowledging one of the game's greats.
So who hates who worse based on their comments?
Because
I say I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
You're basically confirming that just now after
you just did
ask you that question.
You just boxed yourself in.
Yeah, you just said who hates
you
who.
You just boxed yourself in.
I don't hate him. People just think that.
But you were just going
to. Wait. No.
You boxed yourself in.
Tobin. We think you hate Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you hate Andrew Wiggins?
No, I don't even like know Andrew Wiggins enough to hate him.
Okay.
I've barely seen him play for the Heat.
So, again,
pretty good.
That's what I was
saying. You didn't even have to finish your sentence, and we already knew who you were talking about.
That, yeah, but.
Boom.
You hate Aaron Rodgers, dude.
No, I don't hate him.
Hate him, dude.
I hate all the
nonsense. He's legitimately your least favorite athlete of all time.
Yeah.
No, you know who my least favorite athlete of all time is.
Eli Apple.
Mm.
No, he's a whole side note. And
what?
I was with a whole bunch of Buckeyes.
Mm.
You best believe I let them know about Eli Apple.
Ew, gross. Rotten apple.
Let's see who was there. Will Allen.
terrible.
I golfed with Archie Griffin and Santonio Holmes.
Oh, they're good.
Serviceable. Cedric, I forgot Cedric's last name. He used to be the he was a player personnel guy with Detroit.
Benson.
We gotta go to break. You figure that out. But also we have terrible news that just came across.
Terrible news.
Tell you about next.
What?